Topic 4. Age of Disciples. 1. The world today offers opportunity to all disciples to become world disciples, close to the Master's heart, and to pass rapidly through the earlier stages of discipleship. It offers opportunity to world disciples to begin their approach to the heart of the hierarchy, to Christ. It is with this first possibility that you should be concerned. For as you come closer to your group, you can begin to get that training which will develop in you world usefulness. Are the majority of you too old to achieve this? That is for you to say. The soul knows no age and can use its instrument if it makes itself into a suitable and available instrument. Are you too set and too preoccupied with yourselves to achieve the detachment needed for world service? That is for you to find out and to prove to yourselves. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 768. 2. By the time a disciple reaches the age of 49, his pathway of life service should be clearly defined. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 742. 3. We who teach, watch, and guide the esoteric development of man know that unless a certain measure of fusion is established by the time 56 years of age is attained, it is seldom established later. After that age, a man may hold to the point achieved and foster his aspiration. But the dynamic submergence of the personality in the will and life of the soul is rare after that time. When reached prior to the age of 56, then subsequent growth and unfoldment on the path of discipleship is surely possible. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, pages 596 through 597. 4. The 63rd year of your life, as in the life of all disciples, will be one of crisis and of supreme opportunity. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 636. See also Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, pages 501, 505, 508, and 533.